Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement. This is an announcement for passengers waiting for the 5:30 p.m. bus to Stockton. This route has been canceled today because of a malfunction with the bus's engine. Passengers should go directly to the ticket office near the main entrance to exchange their tickets for a later departure. Please check the screens in the main corridor for further information. We will also be issuing a coupon to affected travelers for 25% off their next trip. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused. Thank you. Number 71. What is the reason for the cancellation? Number 72. What are some listeners instructed to do? Number 73. What will be given to some listeners? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following recorded message.
You've reached the Clara Thompson Concert Hall. Thank you for your call. We are located at 512 West Elm Street, and we're known as the premier music entertainment venue in the region. The most recent addition to our site, the Concerto Cafe, has received positive reviews from local critics about its food. On stage now, you can hear an outstanding performance by singer-songwriter Rosita Acuff. Miss Acuff's upbeat tunes with a hint of folk have dazzled millions. Please hold while we direct your call to the next available representative.
Number 74. What company is the listener calling? Number 75. What change has recently occurred? Number 76. Who is Rosita Acuff? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following radio advertisement.
You can save hundreds of dollars on your energy bills with help from Jones & Sons. We can improve how well your heating system functions. Call us at 555-7813 to have one of our experienced technicians inspect your system free of charge. You'll also be provided with a cost estimate along with projections of how much you can expect to save according to your current energy usage. You can take our quote and see if you can find a better price anywhere else. We are confident that you will find us to be the most cost-effective and professional service available. Additionally, until the end of June, there's a 30% discount on new electric boilers.
Number 77. What is the advertisement about? Number 78. Why should listeners call the business? Number 79. What will happen at the end of June? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message. Good morning, Ms. Miller. This is Michael Stark from Whitetail Insurance. I'm calling with regard to your application for the position of claims consultant. You have passed our initial screening, and we would like you to come in for an interview later this week. You'll be interviewed by the manager of the department, Kirk Robinson. Please call me back at 449-0655 to set up a time. Please note that Mr. Robinson usually has lots of meetings earlier in the day, so he prefers to schedule appointments after 4 o'clock. Thanks. Number 80. Where does the speaker work? Number 81. What is the reason for the call? Number 82. What time is Mr. Robinson generally free? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. Welcome to Painting with Oils. We're going to have a lot of fun in this class. I'm Rosa, and I'll be the instructor for this course. I've spent nearly 20 years working with artists developing their skills, and I'm looking forward to helping you unlock your potential. Before we get started, I'd like everyone to look over the syllabus I passed out. It includes the attendance policy and my personal phone number, which you should call if you're going to be absent from class. Now, if everyone is ready, let's start by looking at the worksheet in your packet labelled Combinations. This shows some ways to mix different colours of paints. I think you'll find it quite useful.
Number 83. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 84. What is included on the document the speaker handed out? Number 85. According to the speaker, what topic will be covered next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
In other news, the weather forecast is predicting record high temperatures for this weekend. Therefore, planners have decided to move the site of the Brookings Community Movie Festival, which was originally to be held outdoors in Campbell Park. The films will now be shown in the Plains Hall on Main Street. The event is still free to the public, but patrons are advised to bring money with them for snacks, drinks, and souvenirs. This promises to be the best attended festival in our history, so get there early.
Number 86. What is the report mainly about? Number 87. According to the speaker, what is the problem? Number 88. What is mentioned about the event? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, Beach Village shoppers. This is a friendly reminder that it is now 9:30 p.m. and the store will be closing in 30 minutes. We ask that customers begin to make all final selections and proceed to the checkout line as soon as possible. We also wish to remind you about our end-of-summer clearance sales starting on Saturday. Lasting a week, all summer clothing will be 30 to 70% off, and bikinis will be on sale for buy one, get one free. Please come back this weekend to take advantage of these great prices on summer clothing. It will go quickly. So don't miss your chance to stock up.
Number 89. What time does the store close? Number 90. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 91. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"It will go quickly"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Next on the agenda, I want to inform you about a decision from the management team. We've decided to change the way we reimburse employees for business-related travel expenses. Starting next week, there will be a new form to fill out to claim expenses, and unlike before, you'll have to provide proof of each charge. So hang on to all original receipts and invoices, since you'll need to submit them with the form. The accounting team will process the payments only if the proper documents are provided. Let me put it another way. If you don't present a receipt, you won't receive compensation.
Number 92. What will the speaker's company do next week? Number 93. What does the speaker remind listeners to do? Number 94. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Let me put it another way"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and list. Hello, this is Edward Roberts from Brighton Conference Center. I received your inquiry about booking the Grand Ballroom for July 14th and 15th. Unfortunately, we have already accepted a reservation for another group on those dates, but we can offer an alternative that I think will be suitable. Our Elm and Willow rooms are adjoining and have a temporary wall that can be removed, doubling the space. Together, these rooms would normally cost $1,300, but we're willing to let you have them for the same price as the Grand Ballroom. I hope this solves the problem and allows you to still hold your interior design conference here. Please call me back at 601-555-2456. Thanks. Number 95. What is the purpose of the call? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What rental price is offered to the listener? Number 97. What event does the speaker mention? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
As you all know, our goal is to become a leader in graphic design, which means we can't rely on old technology. Previously, we've discussed how we really need new computers for our team, and I've got some great news. I've reviewed the company's spending for this quarter, and I'm excited that we have some extra money in the budget. Having done some preliminary research, I've determined that there are four computer models that are powerful enough to run the software we need. So I'll make the final decision based on price. We can afford to purchase the second cheapest option. That way, we can get one for each employee.
Number 98. Where does the speaker work? Number 99. Why is the speaker pleased? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which brand will the speaker buy?